state lawmakers are introducing a bill that would make it easier for pharmacists to give vaccinations. Right now, state law prohibits pharmacists from immunizing children under six, but under the bill, they could do it so long as the child has a doctor's prescription. The proposal comes as a measles outbreak in the U.S. continues to grow. Health officials say 71 cases were reported last week, nearly all of them from New York State, bringing the national total this year to 626. That's approaching a level not seen in 25 years. Patrick Teston is a Republican state senator from Stevens Point, and Tony Kurtz is a Republican state representative from Waniwok in Juneau County. They're co-sponsoring this pharmacist vaccinations bill in Wisconsin. Senator Teston, thanks for joining us.
Great to be back.
And Representative Kurtz, thanks for joining us as well.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Senator Teston, let's start with you. What exactly would this bill do?
So this is legislation that both Representative Kurtz and I authored that our goal and aim is to increase access for those who want to vaccinate themselves and their children. So this would remove the age restriction for pharmacists and pharmacy students under the watchful eye of a licensed and qualified pharmacist to administer vaccines that have been prescribed by a doctor. In many of our areas around the state, access to vaccinations can be difficult if you don't have an area with a lot of doctors. And so oftentimes our hometown pharmacies are the place to go for people to get their vaccinations. And so we see this as an ability to increase access for underserved areas.
And Representative Kurtz, can you talk about that a little more, the lack of access, convenient access to vaccinations for people in districts like yours?
I'm going to give you a really good example. Last week, Senator Teston and I, on the health committee, we actually heard different testimony from different pharmacists. And most of these pharmacists were from large metropolitan area. You know, both of them are around here from the Madison area. And it was kind of shocking because they only give approximately 200 to 300 vaccinations per year. Now, let me give you that in comparison. In my district, I have two rather small cities: Richland Center, approximately 5,000 people, Mauston, which is approximately about 6,000 people. Those pharmacists, small town pharmacists, give over 1,000 immunizations per year. And so it just goes to show the access that people have. And nothing against, I mean, we have great docs, great PAs in our area, but it's just a lot of times you have a hard time getting appointments with them. And that allowing this pharmacist to immunize now to children below the age of six, I think that just opens the access. And my point to show that numbers is, in a rural area, our pharmacists are already giving a lot of the immunizations. And whereas in a larger metropolitan area, they may not be given those because healthcare is a little bit more accessible.
Right. Senator Teston, as Representative Kurtz was just kind of saying there, pharmacists can currently give some vaccinations. They can't give all. What are the current limits?
So right now, a pharmacist and a pharmacy student aren't allowed to give vaccinations to children under the age of six. Now, that was actually a statute that we had signed into law last session to allow pharmacy students to vaccinate children that are six and older. So we worked with a number of different stakeholders from the bill that we authored last session to now have this legislation before us, simply because, as we've seen in recent months, we've seen outbreaks of things like measles and others. And so, I mean, it's kind of scary right now. And so we want to make sure that people have the option and the ability to go out and get vaccinated, so we ensure that some of these dangerous diseases don't spread in our communities.
And Representative Kurtz, is this something that other states have done, allowing pharmacists and pharmacy students to give vaccinations to younger kids?
Yes, they have. Now, just make sure we understand, under the age of six, a physician still has to give that authorization to the pharmacist to give that shot. So it's just not, you still have that protocol for the physicians to do that. And one thing I also want to stress to folks, you know, this is another option. You know, if a pharmacist does not want to do this, they don't have to do this. If a consumer does not want to have, a pharmacist give the shot, they don't have to do that. This gives another option to patients, to consumers, that convenience, especially in rural areas. And I think that's a key. I know in our hearings there are some people, you know, saying that, well, this is going to be mandatory. This is not mandatory. It's just another option, especially for rural communities like mine.
Right. I see some pharmacies advertise they give shingles shots to a little older demographic. Some don't. It's an opt-in situation.
Absolutely.
And to reiterate Representative Kurtz's points, because, again, we heard folks that I think they had a misinterpretation of the legislation that we heard last week, that I think they're under the impression that this was a mandate, that we are going to mandate pharmacists give vaccinations, and that's simply not the case. And it's important that we differentiate that debate, because obviously vaccinations right now are a hot topic, those for, those against, and we're trying to keep this separate from that discussion. This is just allowing access and opportunity for those individuals that want to vaccinate.
You know, you brought the shingle shot up. That's a good example. You know, my pharmacist in the Boston actually has those shots, whereas the hospital, the clinic I go to, are currently out of the shot because the shingle shot is it's hard to come by right now because there is a big demand for that. So it just goes to show, you know, some pharmacists actually have that shot now.
We're talking about new legislation that would allow pharmacists in Wisconsin to provide vaccinations with a doctor's approval to kids age 6 and under. Two sponsors of that legislation are with us, Senator Patrick Teston and Representative Tony Kurtz. Representative Kurtz, I understand there had been previous legislation that did this. There were concerns about the records. Would the immunization registry be kept up to date and schools would know, say, that that kid had had that particular vaccination? How does this current legislation address that?
This law makes it mandatory. Now, that is, and pharmacists will have to put that information in the Wisconsin Immunization Registry and within 7 days administering the vaccine. So that's great. I mean, now everybody across the state will know, you know, what vaccines that child had, what vaccines they don't have. So that's a very key part of this law.
As Senator Teston, according to America's 2018 health rankings, our state currently fails to meet some state and federal prevention goals on some vaccine-preventable diseases. Do you think this is going to help address that shortfall?
I really do, because as we've mentioned already, in many of our underserved areas and rural communities, it's a problem where there's just simply not the ability for individuals and parents and children to get vaccinated. So this is an opportunity for us to raise the bar and ensure that we're meeting some of those minimum requirements for disease prevention.
And Representative Kurtz, are you seeing so far bipartisan support for this legislation?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I in the Assembly, I authored this with Representative Anderson, and I know, in the Senate, you had Senator Brealey that helped Senator Teston with this legislation. So, yes, it is bipartisan.
And Senator Teston, have you heard from Governor Evers on this one? I know there's a lot of back and forth over things like the budget, but is this something you've been in touch with the governor on?
I haven't had direct conversations on this legislation with the governor or his team, but I would imagine, just given the bipartisan support that we have in both houses, that this is a common sense bill that is going to provide better health outcomes for our citizens of the state. So this is legislation that I would hope that if it makes it to Governor Evers' desk, that he'll sign into law.
And Representative Kurtz, do you know the timeline now in your chamber for this legislation?
Well, we're going to have obviously an exec session here to vote on it, and I would imagine that's going to probably take place here in the next few weeks, I would hope.
And Senator Teston, similar story in the Senate?
Similar story in the Senate. So right now the bill is in my committee. I'm the chairman of the Health and Human Services Committee in the state Senate. So my hope is that we can have this exec out of committee in the near future and then hopefully ready for the floor in either May or June.
We'll leave it there for now. Representative Kurtz, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Senator Teston, thanks for coming up again.
Great to be back.
Patrick Teston is a Republican state senator from Stevens Point. Tony Kurtz is a Republican state representative from Waniwak. We talked with them earlier today about their bill that would allow trained pharmacists to vaccinate children younger than 6 with the doctor's permission.